Well, an organisation that's been doing some fantastic work here in the Hunter over the last decade is Strive for Autism, and they've just had their 10th anniversary. So let's find out all about Strive for Autism with Gail Baird from the organisation. Firstly, congratulations on you and all your team for that anniversary, Gail. A lot of work's gone in over the last decade, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. And always our main aim is to provide resources for people with children with autism, but also to make awareness in the community that autism's here, it isn't going away, and we need people to really be more helpful and understanding of the condition.
So the organisation Strive for Autism, Gail, can you take us back to when it all began and how it all came about? What was the idea behind it?
It came about because 10 years ago, a support group for families of people with autism spectrum disorder held its first meeting in Cessnock. A couple of mums and dads with children who have had the diagnosis of autism found it quite difficult to find any type of, let me say, help, for want of a better word, and thinking along the lines of where do we go? What's the journey going to be like? Who do we look to? And that's how it actually came about. And from there, it has grown into a very, very useful and helpful group for people with ASD.
Gail, are there? Do you have a lot of people that call upon your organisation for help or a bit of guidance?
Is it? We do.
Has that also grown over the last 10 years?
We do. It has grown. And my daughter-in-law, Maxine Baird, has put in an enormous amount of work because she and my son have a son who is now 13 with autism, and so therefore they are probably, Maxine particularly is a front runner in keeping all this going and keeping everyone up to date with what happens.
Gail, what are some of the support mechanisms that are in place for folks that are in that situation?
Right, well, the new website is being launched today, www.striveforautism.org.au. People can register and then be on the database and then receive any information from professionals, help groups, people having functions, all to do with ASD.
Well, Gail, it really sounds like you're doing what you can to help those that call upon your help. Congratulations on the great work over the last decade and your 10th anniversary dinner just recently. We actually have some information links on our webpage so that folks who have got a little bit more interest can go straight to you. Gail, I'll let you go and continue the great work that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for your time. Bye.
There we go. It's Gail Baird from Strive for Autism. We do have the information at our webpage, 2NURFM.com. It's the morning show page from there. It's 18 to 10. Good morning.